Welcome to the Pioneer Forage Forum, featuring news and information important to dairy professionals working for successful animal nutrition. Today, we're talking with Pioneer Hybrid Dairy Specialist Kevin Putnam, who works in the New York and New England region. Our topic is Pioneer research into NIR, or near-infrared technology, on choppers and the benefits that they're finding.
Pioneer has been using these on a couple choppers throughout the world now for some of their research stations. Basically, the benefits of using these are faster turnaround time on silage hybrid evaluations. You're able to look at this quality a little bit faster in the field as opposed to bagging up the sample, sending it into Pioneer, and then have it evaluated by the lab. This does a couple of different things for us. Again, turnaround time, it's much faster to look at these hybrids and evaluate them. Plus, we can look at a lot more of them. It takes a lot of time to send these in and get them evaluated by the lab. The time of year when a lot of this harvest is going on, especially for corn silage, there's a lot of samples being put through the lab. So things can get slowed down. So by using these NIR machines on these choppers, we're able to quicker evaluate and evaluate more of these products. A couple of the other ways that I think that this process is really going to help us is not only evaluating these hybrids quicker and evaluating more of these hybrids at once, but anytime you can get more data, the better the data is. So when we're looking at products to advance, it'll help us advance them maybe a little bit quicker, and also it'll help us get these analysis and this data back out to the field for the reps and the farmers to sit down together and really have more solid numbers to look at what hybrids would work better on their farm and how the quality of these hybrids compare to others that are out there.
Well, then how are growers then starting to use this type of, I would call it a precision technology then?
Yeah, I think that's a great way to describe it. As everybody knows, we need to get more and more precise in what we're doing these days with the economy and milk price and other things of that nature. We have to get more efficient. And I really think the uses of these NIR and these commercial choppers have a huge benefit to the dairy. You know, as we know, moisture affects the quality of the forage immensely, especially when you're talking about your halages and putting those up in a bunk and your fermentation profile that you get out of that. Also, you know, we talked about bunk and bunk management. If it's too dry, it's hard to pack it. If it's too wet, you get into some butyric acid situations. With corn silage, with a lot of the work that we've been looking at in Pioneer now with how much starch is actually laid down from 30 to 35% dry matter, we get into that field and it's not quite to where we want it to be as far as that 35%. We can back off, go into another field. So it's a key component to maybe some of the harvest planning that goes on and getting the most out of those plants. On the yield side of it, I think this is where it gets very interesting when we talk about planning for the upcoming year and how much actual forage we'll need. Take example, somebody that's got extra acres that they put up for maybe some cornmeal or whatnot. With something like this yield monitor, you're able to say, okay, I need X number of tons. When you get to that point, then you know that you can then turn things over and start doing your high moisture or combine and for cornmeal needs or whatnot. Also, with what's going on in the feeding end of things with some of these precision management type software that guys are using for feeding on their mixer wagons that measure waybacks, refusal type things that measure feeder error and things like that, I think you can really do some number crunching with how many tons did we put into that particular bunk and how many tons came out of it, measuring some shrink and things of that nature. So I think that's where it gets really interesting for me to start looking at some of that data. The other interesting thing that Pioneer's been working on as far as in conjunction with some of these manufacturers of these choppers and these systems is where our SLV, our super low volume inoculant applicator, we actually have around the country some of these applicators working in conjunction with some of these yield monitors, NIR machines, and putting on the exact rate of inoculant. And this is great twofold. This is great because it saves some money on those areas where maybe you're in a field of alfalfa and tonnage is varying. We don't want to put on more than we need. But also in those other situations where it's varying and we don't want to put on not enough product. We want to make sure we're applying the product at the right rates to make sure we're maximizing what that product can do for us. So it's also working great in that conjunction.
Now, where can producers find out more about how this would help them in their operation?
I would say talk to their chopper manufacturers. They would have the best information on how their units work. There's a couple different companies offering them now. I would just ask a lot of questions about getting them set up for the right calibration for different crops, such as haylage versus corn silage and whatnot.
That's Pioneer Hybrid Dairy Specialist Kevin Putnam. Pioneer invites your feedback, comments, and questions at pioneer.com/forages. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Pioneer Forage Forum.